It is 7:45. You're on to SCR Breakfast. Tess Connery here with you this morning, keeping you company for your Friday morning. Now, we are continuing on with our homelessness week right here on 2SER Breakfast. The Newtown Neighbourhood Centre provides a host of services for those in need in Sydney's inner west, including a brand new program called the Newtopian Outreach Program. It's really cool stuff, and it's actually relatively new. And to tell us a little bit more about it, outreacher Trish Wilkinson joins us on the line now. Trish, good morning.
Hi, Tess.
So could you tell us a little bit about the Newtopian Outreach Program for those who haven't heard of it before?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a community-based program. So the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre put out an invite to all of the community to see who might be interested in getting involved. So there's a whole bunch of people like me from the community, just regular people living here in Newtown and in the area. So we've had a whole bunch of training to go out with outreach people from the centre itself to get out there on the streets. And we're out there every Wednesday night. You might see us in our blue hoodies walking around with our Newtopian Outreach blazers on. So what we're doing is really just visiting in groups of three, just getting out on the street, talking to anyone who might be rough sleeping or look like they're doing it really tough. Just having a chat with them, checking in with them, seeing how they're going, checking if they're getting support from anyone, if we can help them with anything, if perhaps we can arrange temporary accommodation for them, seeing if there are any services that we can link them into. Really just being that first port of call, I think. And I guess the great thing about it is we're actually out there directly talking with people, you know, showing them that they are part of our community. And I guess, in fact, they're actually our most vulnerable members of our community, and they aren't invisible to us. We actually do want to assist them. We want to listen without judgment and see what we can do to help.
And you mentioned that it's largely just people from the community. How did you get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I just saw a notice on Facebook, as everyone does, and just thought, hey, that sounds like something I'd really love to be involved in. I certainly have been walking around the streets in this year, particularly noticing how many more people are rough sleeping, and just been, you know, really concerned about that. And this was an opportunity to actually do something really practical and to get involved.
And so what are some of, I guess, the really sort of common conversations that you are having with people out and about on the streets?
It's really down to basics. I mean, we're not there as do-gooders. It's absolutely about just, you know, checking in, seeing how you're going. Are you linked in with any services? Have you got somewhere safe to sleep tonight, or where do you normally sleep? And, you know, finding out a bit of information about what's going on for them, what's happened to them, and then really making this practical offer to get some assistance. The centre is linked in to so many different services, you know, caseworkers, Mission Beach, health services, housing. And so there's so many different services they can offer to people that are out there and may not know about it, or, you know, maybe they've lost their phone, lost contact with a caseworker. It's just getting that message out and bringing them back in, offering them assistance. And the one-stop shop has a really fantastic, the centre has a really fantastic one-stop shop that they run every Thursday, where they have the services come to the neighbourhood centre, all in one room: housing, Centrelink, mental health, caseworkers, specialist homelessness services. So people can come and get lunch, and then we can talk with them about what they might need and just offer that really practical support.
And so if this is the first time that somebody's hearing about this program and they really want to get involved as well, how can people do that?
Well, just make contact with the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre. They're absolutely keen for supporters and for members of the community to get involved. This is a pilot program. It's going really well. We've been quite amazed with, I guess, the cumulative effect. So every week we've got different people going out. But over time, I think what we're seeing, we're 2 months in now, halfway through the program, seeing that we are getting people coming into the centre the next day and making contact, or, you know, asking for counselling, or maybe wanting to see how their housing application's going. So it's getting a lot of traction.
It's really, really brilliant work that you guys do. Trish, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Tess.
That was Trish Wilkinson, an outreacher from the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre as part of the Newtopian Outreach Program, having a chat about the program. And of course, on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the Newtopian Dream Sleepout is happening. It's a fundraiser for the Neighbourhood Centre. And if you want to get involved, you want to donate, we'll get all the links for you up on the podcast. You can find that at 2SER.com.